Hey there, welcome to the trailer of Life Unapologetic. What is life unapologetic really? Well, if we define both the words, we see that life means the clarity and condition that distinguishes us. This includes our capacity to grow, to reproduce, even our functional activity, and our continual change or maturity preceding death. If we looked at the word unapologetic, we'd gain understanding that the word simply means not to acknowledge or express regret. Sorry, not sorry. How many of us have been living a life of apologies? You apologize for not looking a certain way, not fitting in, not driving the best car or living in the best neighborhood, or just sorry for being you. Well, if that's you like it once was me, you would begin to see that, like me, you have never been able to distinguish or know who you truly are outside of what you've been told. Whether it's through life experiences, good and or bad encounters, and even those traumatic events in our lives, like me, you would have no true identity, not knowing who you truly are. You, like me, would see that your capacity for growth, that mindset of apologizing, has never grown past the core issue. The one or more thing that happened to you, like me, causing you just stand still in time without even realizing it. Because after all, life is still happening and you're there somewhere in the middle of it all, apologizing. Or maybe you, like me, have reproduced that very thing your parents reproduced, unhealthy life habits that brought about shame, fear, insecurities, and a life of regrets. And if we journeyed a little bit further, we'd see that we apologize for our lack of functional activities. Maybe like you and me, or maybe me like you, or maybe just me, you never graduated high school because life happened. Or you have bad credit because you were never taught money management. Or you do stupid things not because you want to, just because it's what was displayed growing up. So in that, you just are, you, apologetic. So then how do we get from this sad place of apologies to a life filled with the power of being unapologetic? I asked that question to God and he answered one word, relationship. Not just any relationship, not even relationship with him, directly that is. Yeah, let that sink in. And if you're religious, like I once was, then I'll give you even more time to really let that sink in. God told me that to live life unapologetic, I would need to start in relationship with the man named Holy Spirit. Now let that sink in, and then we can move on through my journey of how I began to live life unapologetic.